I'm Brian Wilson. I'm joined here by Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. It's good to have you in again this morning, Tom.
Good to be here.
Joining us on the line right now, he's a former member of the House, former House Intelligence Chair, Pete Hoekstra, to give us some sense of what's going on with all of the things that we hear talked about in this town right now. Good morning to you, Congressman.
Hey, good morning. It's hard to keep up with everything that's going on.
You're right about that. It's like you need a scorecard of things that, because it changes minute by minute. Let me see if I can get your take on some of the things, though, that have been going on. First of all, I want to ask you this question from a slightly different perspective. We have seen leaks about a phone call with the Australian Prime Minister. We have seen leaks about the conversation between Trump and the Mexican President. We have seen leak. All of these leaks are coming out. Now, you understand, you know, how important it is to maintain some sort of, secrecy about some of these conversations and protect these conversations. Why do you think right now we are seeing so many leaks about this stuff? Where are they coming from, in your estimation?
Well, they're probably coming from somewhere in the bureaucracy. And you have to remember, Donald Trump is going to be an agent of change, and the bureaucracy in Washington is going to do everything they can to resist Donald Trump. This is the swamp at work at its best. And, you know, it's going to be a problem for Donald Trump. It explains why when he did the executive order on immigration and refugees, that they kept it so close hold, because they really did figure out that this was going to be, if it was more widely disseminated, it would be leaked, and it would be leaked in a negative reference.
Yeah, Congressman Tom Fitton here.
Yeah.
The Iranian nuclear deal was criticized severely by President Trump while he was running for election, and then the Iranians did a missile test that arguably violated certain agreements. And what was notable was, you know, supposedly there's going to be a sanction or two added to the regime of sanctions currently in place that aren't affected necessarily by the deal. But not on the table was eliminating the deal, and it doesn't seem to be on the table. What's your read on that? That he hates the deal, but he's going to keep on
supporting the deal.
Well, I think, remember, if you eliminate the deal, you don't go back to the circumstances that were in place the day before the deal was put in place. Because the day, you know, before the deal was put in place, you had agreed upon sanctions by a wide range of countries. And those sanctions, that unanimity by the West on sanctioning Iran, was in place. But as soon as the deal was signed, that went away. And so I think, you know, he hates the deal. Many of us see the behavior, not only with the missile test, but, you know, what they continue to do in terms of sponsoring terrorism, as those types of things. All good reasons to put back, you know, a wider regime of sanctions on Iran and isolate them in the world community once again. But to make that happen, you know, Mr. President Trump now has to go back, make the case, and convince our allies to go there. And so that's why I think he's walking this forward a little bit more slowly than some of the other things he's working on.
What about the decision yesterday to not lift sanctions on Russia, announced at the UN by Nikki Haley, the UN ambassador?
Well, I think what he's saying there is Russia's a problem. We hope that we can strike some agreements with Putin in terms of helping us fight ISIS in the Middle East and those types of things. But it's kind of like saying we're not going to do that until we actually see some progress in negotiations with Russia, and we actually see a change in their behavior. And also with what's going on in Ukraine and the increased level of violence in eastern Ukraine, it's a terrible time. It would have been a terrible time to say, hey, we're going to lessen sanctions on Russia, because Russia is not changing its behavior. It's continuing the same belligerent behavior in Eastern Europe.
But we were told that the Trump administration was thought to be very soft on Russia. That doesn't seem to be the case.
Well, I mean, yeah, and people accuse Trump of being soft on Russia only because he said, I'm going to be open to having a relationship. Didn't mean he never said he was going to be soft. He never said he was going to lift
sanctions. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
All he said was, I'm going to be open to, you know, reframing this relationship And, of course, it gets into Washington. And, you know, the media is so biased against Donald Trump. I mean, it is it really is unbelievable the lengths that they are going, whether it's, you know, how they characterize the conversation with Australia, with Mexico. You know, they take everything and spin it to exactly the worst scenario for Donald Trump possible. You know, this thing on Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, Americans should be outraged. Why are they talking about the conversation that President Trump had with the Australian leader rather than talking about the content of this deal?
Of the deal, right.
That Obama, you know, these are 1,200, 1,500 people that Australia looked at and said, we don't want them here. Matter of fact, I think the specifics are they're banned from ever going to Australia their whole lifetime. And Obama says, hey, we'll take a look at them and we'll probably take them off your hands.
You know, he's been in office 10 days only. But is there any, at least on the foreign policy, national security side of the ledger, is there anything he needs to be focusing on that you fear that he's not focused on yet and that he ought to prioritize and spend some time advancing quickly?
No, I mean he's you know, he's stated our position on ISIS and moving forward and eliminating ISIS. He is focused on, you know, he's starting on Iran. He's got Mattis today and in South Korea and Japan and working the Asia thing. You know, I'm assuming that we'll soon also be talking to Indonesia and India to talk about what we are doing with China. You know, we're working on the refugee issue, borders and all of those types of things. I think he's, you know, what he needs at this point in time, he needs his team in place. He needs, you know,
he
the
needs
commissioner
bodies.
On border
right.
and security. Right. He needs his ambassadors. He needs people to follow up on the directions that he is setting.
I think you're so right about that. I really do. And I've never seen, I don't think that if you look historically, I don't think you can point to another time in history where a president has been denied his cabinet for so long.
No, that's exactly right. And it's all to thwart the agenda that he's putting in place, because clearly we're moving in, you know, domestic policy, foreign policy. We're moving in a significantly different direction there than we were with Barack Obama. But the establishment in Washington does not want to change. There's a lot of folks who like that failed agenda, both domestically and foreign policy. And, you know, Donald Trump is a man who wants results. And, you know, he wants to make every day count. And that's why they're denying him his cabinet. And it's why he wants it so quickly.
Yeah, I think it was former Speaker Newt Gingrich who got this exactly right. He said, Donald Trump is going to drain the swamp. And what you find is the alligators don't like the swamp being drained. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now.
They're fighting him with every breath that they have, every small step. You know, and this is just the fight for the cabinet. Wait till he starts doing undersecretaries, ambassadors, and those kinds of things.
Right.
You can expect the same thing, because what Donald Trump is going to do, he's going to bring people and put them in place who share his philosophy and who are then going to be implementing those policies. And the longer the swamp can deny that to him, the more, you know, the better they're going to feel.
All right, we got to leave it right there. Pete Hoekstra, always a pleasure to have you, sir. Thanks for joining.
Hey,
thank
great,
you.
Thanks. Thanks to both of you. Have a great day.
You bet. It's